the reality is the projects have to work financially. If they don't, either that one will be a disaster or you won't be able to do the next one.
We're sick and tired of empty promises.
Harbor Point is a new $1 billion master plan mixed-use community that will support thousands of construction jobs as well as permanent jobs and generate on average nearly $20 million in new city tax revenue annually.
20 years in the making, Harbor Point looks to be one of the biggest developments in Baltimore's history. On this site of a former chromium factory will house two of America's largest corporations, Morgan Stanley and Exelon Corporation. The whole development will benefit from $400 million in taxpayer subsidy. It's all a part of a deal known as tax increment financing, or TIF, in which the developer will be exempt from taxation for a decade.
What do we want?
Keenly aware of the city's history of development, some citizens have taken to the streets.
What do we want?
My name is Santos Wise. I'm from the United Workers, and I'm here because I'm against the Harbor Point TIF. Because it's a bad deal. I know this because failed development has been going on for a long time.
Michael Bailey, Richard Rude.
All of the rich people are living in public housing. You know, they don't call it welfare, they call it subsidies. But they live at the Harbor, and all of that property is subsidized by the public, by the taxpayer.
At Harbor Point, when people ask the question, when is the time that subsidies end? What is there? The reality is that the TIF is going into infrastructure. We still need to privately finance the buildings. And I will tell you, it's not easy.
A year before accepting tax breaks for his Harbor Point development, Beattie described how Baltimore should be pursuing development. No subsidies, no breaks, an equal playing field for everybody, but have the tax rate be similar to what it is in the surrounding counties. To understand why even the developer would oppose tax subsidies, look closer at the Harbor Point site. At first glance, the 27-acre peninsula appears to be prime real estate, but no one will touch the site of a toxic chromium factory in the middle of a city with one of the highest property tax rates in the nation. That's why Baltimore businesses either lobby for special favors or they give themselves a tax break by moving out of town across the county line. It's a policy that's left the city looking pretty empty these days, dominated by a handful of large, politically connected, tax-exempt institutions like Johns Hopkins University and the Catholic Church.
Why is the city giving hundreds of millions of dollars of tax sweeteners to a private developer? My answer to that is the city historically has always been in the development business.
So this is where it all began, Baltimore's love affair with large-scale development. And from this angle, Baltimore looks like the picture of a prosperous city. But if you look at the history of the Inner Harbor, it tells a very different story.
Welcome to Baltimore, home to scenic Inner Harbor.
Racked by race riots, white flight, and chronic mismanagement, what's a blighted post-industrial city to do? Why, remake itself as a glittering tourist pleasure garden, naturally. Baltimore's politicians spent 30 years and nearly $2 billion to sweep away its rotting factories and crumbling piers of years past, replacing them with hotels, a world-class aquarium, and unique restaurants that can only be found in 742 other metropolitan areas. Architects hailed the transformation as one of the supreme achievements of large-scale urban development in American history. And tourists flowed into Baltimore by the tens of millions. But more residents and businesses than ever before moved in the opposite direction. They left behind a city that the tourists didn't see. One with rising crime, a declining public school system, and a government that seemed more focused on corralling day trippers than meeting the needs of the people who called the city home.
Come see Baltimore.
City Council gave final approval for that controversial new Harbor Point development late this afternoon in what was at times a contentious hearing.
We're sick and tired of empty promises that this council continues to
support on the backs of the citizens of Baltimore.
This is a great project for the citizens of Baltimore. Harbor Point means a fresh start for a long, blighted and vacant site along our city's waterfront.
Today, it seems the city hasn't been able to find a way in which, if a development becomes successful, the city would get its money back. I'm not optimistic about what the mayor and the city council are doing, because in the end, it has to be the private market that is going to do the things.
Having overcome every political obstacle in its way, Harbor Point is currently on hold, pending environmental review of carcinogenic chromium on the site, a sharp reminder of Baltimore's industrial past. Despite the setbacks, the project could still be a massive turnaround that restores not only the local economy, but the reputation of city authorities. Or it could end up as another painful episode in the city's long history of urban renewal failures. It may take a decade before construction is complete and the public has an answer.